like a, sort of a tale of two halves, where the first half you guys were good at kind of stopping them in transition and getting back running. Second half, it didn't seem like you guys were quite able to stop them, especially after some of those live rebounds. Kind of what did you see that the Raptors were doing differently?
Yeah, really, it wasn't that. Those were obvious. So we turned the ball over, and sometimes we had open shots we passed up, or we took tough shots, or just missed shots. So our offense really hurt our defense. You know, right now, we can control the defensive end, and the pressure didn't bother us as much the first half. We were getting in the lane, and we got to make better reads when we get an advantage, and when we don't, if we turn it over or, you know, pass something up, probably don't get a better shot. That turns into possessions on the other end, and really difficult to defend against when they have numbers.
Coach, in the third quarter, obviously, you know, guys want to make the right pass. But it seemed as though, you know, as you got deeper in the shot clock, some guys were passive when it came to shooting the ball.
Yeah.
Did you kind of take notice of that, or what is it that needs to be done to kind of get out of that passive nature when it comes to just being able to shoot
the ball? Yeah, I think we've got to understand there are shots, you know, and when you're open, you know, let it fly. Don't think about it, because as you said, particularly as you get later in the clock, if you pass a shot up, you're probably not going to get a better one. You know, we have confidence in those guys. We just got to believe, and we have. We have. I thought, you know, that, and then when oftentimes when we did get it away at times, when people were open, we missed them as well. So that combination, you know, I don't think it was. They made it hard. They make it hard to run in kind of intricate sets because they're so physical. That's the way the game's being called. You know, they're pushing us off our spots. They're, you know, pressuring our guards. So we felt like to be able to drive the ball, and we rarely do that. But that's the first part of it. You know, the second part is, as you said, when the ball does get kicked out, first is finding the open man, and when that does happen, we got to take those shots. Because we'll have a chance to rebound.
Coach, to that point, at halftime, 13 assists on 19 made field goals. The ball movement was really good. And then in the second half, I'm just curious, when you're down your primary ball handler with Trae Young, you don't have your spacer and Luke Kennard. I know it's next man up mentality in the NBA, but what limitations does that put on you when you're playing four full quarters of basketball?
Sure. Well, I think, you know, what we were doing in the first half, like, formulaically, that's how we need to play. You know, we need to share the ball handling responsibilities. That means everybody that's in a position to play make and creates an advantage has to be able to find the open man. And we have to generate some of those things together to be really connected in order for us to be efficient offensively. That's kind of understanding, as you said, you know, who's on the floor, what are our strengths, what are the things we need to play to. And when we are able to do that, you know, we become much more efficient. And it's, again, the big thing is taking care of the ball and getting a good shot. And you know, we were able to do that. We just have to be more determined and more committed to doing those things. And you can't, you know, the game's moving fast, it's physical. You know, sometimes it's easier said than done, but we got to do it.
Coach, you had the probably unusual situation where you had one player block three jump shots, but I don't think as a team you rebounded any of them. Like, what's supposed to happen in that situation? Do you want the person who blocks it to like holler so his teammates know, or are defenders supposed to be watching so that they know that this rebound is going to be coming from an angle that you don't expect? Like, how is that supposed to play out?
Yeah, it's one of those things that it's a weird phenomenon that oftentimes the offense rebounds their balls. And those clutch shots are kind of like air balls. When you're turning, you see something, you're trying to do the right thing, blocking that out, and then it runs behind you, it's kind of tough to get it. It doesn't happen very often. And as you said, every time you block a shot, you get good defense and you get it back. I guess one way to put a positive spin on it is we kept playing. That was an unusual situation because we continued to guard. Unfortunately, we didn't get the result we wanted. I wish there was something in a coach's book to tell you what to do on that. I don't know that anybody's figured that out yet.
Coach, we talked about passing up some shots, but looking at him going 9-38 from beyond the arc, were you happy with some of the looks that you got tonight?
I think that not being able to make those, when we did have open looks, we'd like for more of them to go in. So it's that's a little bit of a perfect storm, right? But that's that's the situation you find yourself in. If you've missed, sometimes you become reluctant to take the next one. As I said, if you're open, then the alternative is usually not as good as taking the next shot. I know our guys, they have confidence in one another, and we have to bounce back and understand that those shots are ones we need to take. And we need to do that, and we will.
Thanks, Coach.